WTMA. Gonna tell you a story, so listen to me. About Radio Free Rocky D. Call him on the phone, you can have your say. On News Talk 1250 WTMA. Come on, turn up your radio.
Mama, by the way, you know, they had these rocking tunes back in 1939 when WTMA first went on the air. WTMA became a rock and roll station sometime in the, what, you think in the 60s, Jay Douglas? When did they start doing that? They started rocking as soon as the Beatles hit, huh?
Early 60s.
Yeah, early 60s. And by the way, in 1939 when WTMA first went on the air, you know what movie was playing, Donna? Over at the Garden
that?
Theater?
Yeah, what was that?
Charlie Chan in Reno.
Oh, one of my favorites.
It was a hit. You remember when Charlie Chan went to Reno? He did Reno things. He went to Reno and saw
Yeah, he did Reno didn't
things.
He?
Yeah, well, yeah. See, now it's like, you know, Debbie does Reno. It's a different kind of age these days. Jay Douglas Donahue is there. Special guest is going to come up in just a bit, but some ladies that want to, you know what, lady, madam, with a hat like that, I know you got to sing. You got to grab the microphone. Just pick it up and hold it. There you go. There you go. What's your name, madam?
Rosie Smith.
Rosie, and who's with you there?
My daughter,
Tredean. You do good? And your daughter who?
Tredean.
Uh-huh. And who's the little teeny tiny one there?
Taylor Rose.
Taylor, all right. Everybody, they're going to sing us. They're going to sing Happy Birthday to WTMA, and I'm going to give them some free eats and a coffee cup here. Ready? No, right, just sing into it.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, WTMA. Yeah. Happy birthday to you.
Hot dog. All right.
And the little one. and the little one's looking at it like, who is that big ugly monkey up there on the stage? And when do I get my ice cream? There you go, honey. Here's some. All right, Taylor's like, I don't like that guy. I don't like that guy. You can have a coffee cup. Grab one of the. Thank you, dear. All right. Jay Douglas Donahue is here, and we're looking at things going way back in time right here. Yeah. What is that all about?
It's about a guy who was the head man at WTMA addressing one of the civic clubs here in town, the Lions Club. And his name was Edward C. Powers of the Atlantic Coast Broadcasting Company. Can you believe that?
The Atlantic Coast Broadcasting Company?
That's what it was originally known as.
By the way, there's anything...
Ask John. You don't believe that? Ask John. He'll tell
you.
Yeah,
and also there's they have an ad in here for there's a gas station ad. Gasoline, they were mad because gasoline had gone up to 22 cents a gallon.
Yeah.
And people weren't going to pay 22 cents a gallon for gasoline. No, sir.
It's an outrage.
It's an outrage. Good Lord, look who just wandered in. Ladies and gentlemen, the man, the myth, the man on the moon, Dan Moon!
Where?
And he had the nerve to come in here and sit down by me.
Well, Dan, take a look at me.
Hey, guys.
65 years at WTMA, and it's come, you know, to this.
Let me tell you something. I first got a call about coming over here and doing this with you guys, I don't know, what, a month and a half or so ago, 2 months ago. And, you know, the conventional theory would be, well, Dan's not there anymore. Why in the world would Dan want to come over back to TMA and sit in on a birthday celebration?
And stand here to me when people are hating me.
Well, yeah. That's another thing, too. You know, and the more I thought about it, the more I said, you know, I got to do this.
Sure.
I got to do this. I mean, listen, this was my baby for a long, long, long time, guys. And I just sincerely wish WTMA... happy birthday. I mean, 65 years is incredible.
Okay.
Just absolutely
incredible.
Here's
a slice of pizza from Sbarro.
Hey, I got a free pizza. Hey. You know, I knew I'd get something if I came by here.
I told you we'd shower you with gifts.
The soul of generosity, Dan.
We were talking way back in 1939. In fact, Bill Sharp was on the air with us. And he was still getting Confederate pension when he slipped the switch on. But going up a few years, you were one. Were you the first talk voice on WTMA, Dan?
Or you know, I'm trying to think. I think so. I think on WTMA, and I was not the first talk voice in Charleston.
No.
In fact, you mentioned the radio station that was our competition in the early days, WCSC Radio. Mm-hmm. They had a talk show on over there. It didn't last mm-hmm. long. And then there was a guy named Charlie Lindsay. You remember Charlie Lindsay?
Yeah, very well.
He's still on, I think, WTMZ.
Yep, he's on AM 910.
And Charlie did a talk show on the old WQSN radio each evening.
I had forgotten about that, didn't you?
Right,
we got his picture in the displaced case over there.
Charlie.
He looks like Darren Stevens from Bewitched.
Charlie did a talk show, and he has reminded me of that quite often. But, as far as the as WTMA is concerned, I think so. I think so. And what a scary thing that was, Rocky.
Well, you were there.
I mean, just started. I mean, I had no idea talk radio would work to begin with.
Were people calling you up saying, "Shut up, Dan, play some tunes"?
Well, you know, it was like there was a guy named Bill Dudley. You remember Bill Dudley?
Yeah,
he's still around.
Bill
bought WTMA in 89, first part, February of 89, and came over and told me, he said, "Dan, we're going to make this thing talk radio." I said, "Wait a minute, what do you mean talk radio?" He said, "Talk radio. I mean, it's a hot thing nowadays." I said, "I've never heard of it." He said, "Well, it's going great in the major markets, and I think it'll go good down here." And I said, "Wait a minute, you mean play no music?" He said, "No music, just talk." I said, "It'll never work. It'll never work. Nobody will listen to that." But obviously, after about 3 or 4 months, I was convinced it would work.
But then you're sitting there one day at work, and all of a sudden, here come the hurricane.
Oh,
so this
man.
Is what Dan Moon is known for, and this is what I knew you.
Well,
see, I'll tell you, down in Tampa. We know who you were.
Up and down the East Coast.
Right,
absolutely.
We knew who you were because, you know, we even got some rain off of that, even down in Orlando and Tampa, way back when. And, you stayed in the studio during the hurricane. You were in there how long?
Well, I stayed there as long as they let me. I stayed there until about 3:30 in the afternoon that Hugo came in.
Mm-hmm.
I was prepared to ride it out against my wife's better judgment. She'd already skedaddled out of town and headed to Columbia, and she wanted me to go too. But I said, "Honey, I can't go. I'm in radio. This is broadcasting. We've got to stay here to get the word out." But I kept getting calls from the emergency management people, and they kept saying, "Dan, you got to leave, because you're on the shore of the." We were over on Orange Grove Road at the time, which is right on the banks of the Ashley River.
And you can tell by looking at that building; it is hurricane proof.
Oh, let me tell you, it looks like a hurricane hit it. Have you looked at it lately?
Oh my God!
I'm telling you,
what would it take to get a weed whipper out there?
But they kept calling and saying, "You got to get out! You got to get out!" I kept saying, "I can't get out. This is a radio station."
Yeah.
But finally, they sent somebody over and said, "You're going to get out of here now."
Did they chloroform you, bag and drag you?
I'll never forget. I called the owner, Bill Dudley, and I said, "Bill, what am I supposed to do? They want to drag me out of here." And he said, "Dan, I guess you got no choice." So we signed the station off, and it was exactly 3:30. Mm. Everybody else, all the other employees had left. I was the only one there. And 3:30 in the afternoon, we signed it off, and I just simply said, "Good luck, and we'll see you on the other side." And I left, and then we got back on the next afternoon, which was on a Saturday, I think. We got on the next afternoon at about 5 o'clock. Bruce Roberts, who was our chief engineer, and there's Bruce here with us today.
The hero,
Bruce.
Wave to the camera, Bruce.
Okay. Bruce got us back on the air again about 5 o'clock the next afternoon after Hugo had come through. He had spent all that day, the entire day, trying with a blow dryer to blow out the transmitter. You remember that? Because one of the caps had come off the roof. One of the vent caps, and rain had fallen into the transmitter, and I got back down to the station about, 2:30 or 3 o'clock that afternoon, and there's Bruce with a hair dryer trying to blow it out, dry it out, and he finally got us on the air at 5 o'clock that afternoon, and then we just stayed on from then, and I guess the rest is history. So
man, well, we got to take a break here because we got to do some traffic, and then when we come back, there's going to be another little one going to sing us happy birthday again.
Hot dog.
You want to wish us happy birthday, you come on down. I got all kinds of pizza and stuff and ice cream and everything to give away and the cake and everything. This is Radio Free Rocky D at News Talk 1250 WTMA. Here's Donna Darlin with the WTMA 65th birthday traffic.
769-4491.
This guy'll say anything. Don't believe it? Then listen. Michael Savage and the Savage Nation tonight at 8. News Talk 1250 WTMA. Now, Radio Free Rocky D continue.
All right. Hey, Donna, how much time we got in this segment here? Let me know.
Very
up front.
Little.
We have time
little.
To sing because J. Douglas Donahue's here. Dan Moon has stopped by. All pieces of history of News Talk 1250 WTMA and WTMA being 65. Who's down there? What's your name, son? Let me turn him on here. Go ahead. What's your name, son?
Daniel Campbell.
All right, Daniel. And what's your name, honey? No, whichever. Whoever's going to sing.
Regina
now.
Robinson.
Okay, Virginia. Can we get them all to sing together? Who's the little guy? What's your name, sonny? Hurry up.
His name's Jacob.
His name is what?
Jacob.
Jacob. Okay. All right. So everybody sing Happy Birthday WTMA, okay? Ready? One, two, three.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, WTMA. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah! Yay! All right, very good.
Everybody gets goodies. Everybody gets goodies. I think, yes, sir. Wait a minute. Hang
on
a second.
We need a break.
We need a break already? Man, we're popular. All right, we'll be back. News Talk 1250 WTMA.
Hi, this is Sean Hannity, and I hope you'll join me tonight, 6 till 8, following Radio Free Rocky D. And it's right here on News Talk 1250 WTMA.
Now, Radio Free Rocky D continues.
Judy said I could have one.
Wait, is that us? Oh, I guess we're on now, right? Somebody should tell me when we're working here, when we're not. We're having fun. Dan Moon has stopped by here. Also, Jay Listen. Douglas Donahue is here, and we're looking through old papers. And the people from Cold Stone Creamery on King Street brought me this beautiful ice cream cake. Dan, I see you eyeballing it there. And it's right beside Groucho's. Dr. and Sherry Yanni own it. And Kristen brought it by here. Yeah, Kristen brought it by here.
Boy, that cake is a thing of beauty, man.
I know. I'm wondering, would you just look at it for a while?
Well, you're a chocolate freak. Why don't you try
Absolutely. We were just talking about losing weight, too, weren't we, Dan? There you go. We'll be back in just a bit, man. Well, it's the 65th birthday of WTMA. We're here in the Citadel Mall. Come on down. We got freebies for you, all kinds of stuff. You can't lose when you walk down. We're having a good time. From News Talk 1250 WTMA.
There's more Radio Free Rocky D after the news on News Talk 1250 WTMA.
WTMA.